You're not crazy. Food has never been this expensive.
Guess how much this cost?
This is $60 worth of groceries from Walmart.
Just stuff for dinner, for tonight. This cost $76.99. I could have gone out to eat tonight and it would have been cheaper.
And portions are getting smaller.
This is not 750 grams. 434 grams.
If there's one thing in this world that I know, it's what a goddamn Big Mac looks like. Are you kidding me?
What is this? Wait, where's the cream? Where's the cream?
Yet, costing more than ever.
34-year-old Hannah Schall says she can't cut back on formula for her 9-month-old, but the price...
It used to be, you know, $35. Now we're paying $50. So that's $15 in 9 months. That's crazy.
On the other hand, companies are cutting corners in more ways than one.
He complained that the last time he ate Quaker Dips granola bars, they didn't taste quite right, and discovered that the chocolate coating on the bars has been replaced with a chocolate e-coating.
And giving solutions that are unfit for survival. And who's left to deal with the aftermath? Us.
And new reports tell of people having trouble feeding their families.
This is getting beyond ridiculous, and like, I almost cried today.
$10 for a gallon of milk.
What the f***?
With one incident so immoral, it's sending customers to the doctor's office.
I'm calling you out, Tampax. You did this and you didn't tell anyone. Shame on you.
Grocers and food companies are robbing you, hoping you don't notice. But there are ways you can fight back. In 2024, the American consumer has to pay about 25% more for groceries than what they paid back in January 2020. And even compared to last year, prices are on the rise. Specifically, the cost of non-carbonated juices and drinks is up 29%. Sugar is up 7.2%. And beefsteak is up almost 10.7%. And this slow and steady incline has reached the point that the average shopper can't help but take notice.
It's happening gradually. You know, the first year things were 5 to 10% more expensive. You don't notice it that much. But 5 years of that, and we're like, why are groceries almost double the cost of what they were back in 2019?
For years, we have all been told to blame inflation. But is there more to the story? Reports and surveys suggest that 3 in every 5 Americans are struggling with financial hardships because of rising prices. And among them, families with low incomes are taking the biggest hit.
The prices of everything, of cars, of food, of housing, has gone up so much and income has not gone up a drop.
The result is that millions of Americans can no longer afford groceries, a full tank of gas, or public transportation, let alone pay their bills or credit card debt on time. And with living costs only escalating, some shoppers have been left with one alternative, theft.
A new report indicates that while shoplifting has always been a major problem, it is steadily on the rise due to food inflation.
So, how are retailers and supermarket companies responding to this spike in theft? Well,
you may have seen something like this yourself while out shopping. Big name retail stores like Walmart and Target are putting everyday items, including deodorant, under lock and key to prevent them from being stolen.
That's right. Instead of bringing the prices down and to avoid hiring more staff, these companies, which earn tens of billions of dollars annually, have decided to put merchandise under lock and key.
So, after you get things that already unlock one of these counters, they take that you bought and they stick it in another little case, and you gotta walk around the store with it in another little case.
What's up, Walmart? Get it together. Why are you locking things up that you're actively recording?
In countries like Canada, the situation is even worse. Troubled by the inflating grocery prices, some Canadians living near the border are choosing to drive to America just to be able to buy cheaper groceries. In fact, Brandy Dustin, a TikTok user living in British Columbia, went viral when she posted about how she saved almost $300 every month by driving to Montana for her grocery runs.
And I know they say support local, but right now everybody is suffering hugely. We're all trying to make it, and it is so much cheaper for me to go next door than it is to shop in my own country.
Which, luckily for her, was only a 15-minute drive away. The TikTok user's comment section was flooded with fellow Canadians, shocked at how much more affordable the food prices were in their neighboring country. How can anyone support local when the prices are insane? You just can't anymore. Gotta get whatever is cheapest now. Lots of Canadians are driving to the US to grocery shop. It's getting too expensive in Canada, and the portions of food have also gotten smaller. Canadians are driving to the US for food, and Americans are driving to Canada for affordable prescriptions. But recently, tensions over the country's out-of-control food prices have reached new heights, and Canucks have taken matters into their own hands. See, in May, Canadians started a nationwide boycott of the country's biggest grocer, Loblaws. And with over half of Canadian citizens polled by Canada's National Observer in support of the boycott, and over 18% actively taking part, it seemed the people were definitively fed up.
This card cost me $130 for a meal and like some snacks, basically, so I'm kind of over it.
The online discourse also heightened as Loblaws is out of control. A Reddit community dedicated to the Loblaws boycott gained almost 90,000 members in just a few months. The subreddit is full of posts with people talking about the grocer overcharging items, reducing the quantity, and even lying on the packaging. Our community has taken the time to organize a movement which aims to boycott Loblaws stores until prices can be reduced, says a Reddit post by the community moderator. Since its founding, our community has seen hundreds of ridiculously priced goods, dumb deals, rotten produce, and more. Loblaw and other major grocers in Canada enjoy the benefits of a monopoly on an essential service and force us to pay utterly ridiculous prices. Canadians are facing a cost of living crisis, and grocers are a major contributor to this. Vulnerable populations, such as seniors, persons with disabilities, and those on fixed incomes are left further behind. Food banks across the country are seeing a drastic increase in demand. Another member of the subreddit posted, "Store-level employee here. I overheard from a manager today that last week's sales were down in my store by over $100,000. That's down about 15% from last year's numbers. The boycott is 100% working. Keep it up, folks." But had the boycott gone too far? Posters had begun circulating Canada and online dubbing May 12th, Steal from Loblaws Day. And while some shoppers sympathize with the cause,
it just seems like the reflection of a broader popular outrage towards what appear to be super high grocery prices, corporate greed, and while I personally would never steal, I can understand the sentiment.
Many were dumbfounded.
It doesn't really make sense. Like, I don't understand what's the motive behind it.
And neither did those on the Loblaws is Out of Control subreddit. And that made them suspicious. See, while moderators were quick to condemn Steal from Loblaws Day, there was something about the sudden onslaught of negative PR the boycott was receiving that seemed almost engineered. So one Reddit user put together a timeline. It turned out that the first recorded evidence of this campaign originated from a tweet of a poster from the Toronto newspaper, West End Phoenix, on April 18th. Just over 2 hours later, the subreddit's moderator was contacted by the Daily Hive for a quote. Shortly after this, fellow Canadian news outlets took hold of the story. The Reddit user pointed out that these articles all also use the same image of the poster that the West End Phoenix had, aside from Now Toronto, which pictured the poster on a different bulletin board. Still, the fact that only two posters had been photographed and the speed at which the media grabbed onto the story struck the Reddit user as odd. So was the poster itself a false flag? The user asked. Was it ever truly seen in the wild other than the two copies we have evidence of? But as these posters began popping up across Canada, something else caught the subreddit's attention. As one Reddit user put it, "The odd thing about these posters is that they're so well made. Check out the printer ink. No one is using a home printer for that. Someone used an office printer. This means that somewhere there is an office with a timestamp that shows someone made dozens, if not hundreds, of these posters. It would be very interesting to see where they were first printed." Another user pointed out the strangeness of the Web Free campaign, commenting, "Flyers with no internet presence? Yeah, I'd wager this wasn't done by anyone below the age of 40. It's giving hello fellow kids undercover cop vibes. However, after May came and went without Loblaws meeting the protesters' demands, The boycott has continued indefinitely as the Canadians with the access to do so learn to shop differently.
We're also seeing like 50% more usage of co-ops in Ontario. Mom and pop shops are getting more business than they ever had before. You know, people are educating themselves and they're finding better ways and cheaper ways to shop. And many people say they're never going back.
But of course, it's not just Canadians who are exasperated by the surging food prices.
Sugar, flour, bread, those are basic food. Eggs, you can't buy eggs. Even lime, you could have got a 50 pence lime, now it's a pound. Everything is going up. Clothes and things, they're not going up because you don't need clothes, but you need food. Wages doesn't go up.
Kellogg's, one of the largest food manufacturers in America, has also been making headlines since people started boycotting the brand after their CEO suggested people eat cereal to fight rising food prices.
We got to reach the consumer where they are. So we're advertising about cereal for dinner. If you think about the cost of cereal for a family versus what they might otherwise do, that's going to be much more affordable.
This backfired, enraging consumers, with many calling the CEO out of touch and a hypocrite for making cereal more expensive. After the CEO's remarks, the public also began speculating that this was only a sly tactic to get people hooked on cereals before they inflate prices later on, something that Kellogg's has become infamous for doing over the years. And with the Kellogg's boycott creating more and more buzz on social media, Kellogg's decided to make their products even cheaper in an attempt to cover up the controversy. However, a TikToker named Trendy John revealed that this wasn't the case everywhere.
So I've had a lot of people ask me to go to a lower income area in Orlando. So I'm at the Walmart on Colonial. And since a lot of people typically use food stamps to be able to buy their groceries, people wanted to see what the levels of Kellogg's product looked like in that area.
The video, that gained over 3 million views within a few weeks, shocked viewers who hadn't known that Kellogg's kept their items at regular prices in lower income areas, as one user questioned. But it looks like the prices are not as discounted as I've seen in other stores. Now, why would that be? Another viewer had their suspicions. They do this at purpose at local, low-income community stores because they depend on stamps or assistance being used while forcing to pay full price, keeping the community poor. But groceries aren't the only food items escalating in price. Food away from home or restaurant menus are increasing at an even faster pace. See, the minimum wages for restaurant workers in California and some other states increasing from $16 to $20. It turns out money isn't coming out of the billionaire CEO's pockets, but customers. Yep, fast food chains have used the demand for a living wage as an opportunity to increase prices. Take, for example, In-N-Out, which increased its burger prices by 25 cents following the new minimum wage.
What's up, guys? So it's finally happened. The Flying Dutchman is $5. The Flying Dutchman is $5 now, you guys.
Similarly, Burger King increased its Texas Whopper meal by 12% and Big Fish meal by a whopping 53%. Chick-fil-A also faced heavy criticism from its customers just a couple of months earlier for a 21% hike in its prices in a period of only 2 years. Jumping on the trend, Subway also increased the price of its iconic footlong sub.
Tell me why I just got a tuna salad and a turkey sub from Subway and it cost me $30.
And then there's one fast food chain that's taken on a new pricing model. In February, Wendy's CEO, Kirk Tanner, revealed that the chain will be introducing an Uber-like system for deciding the cost of menu items next year. This means that the price of food at Wendy's will change frequently, depending on demand. In a survey conducted by the Daily Mail, more than half of consumers had one word to describe the chain's venture into dynamic pricing: gouging. But no chain tops America's favorite restaurant when it comes to inflating prices. An executive for McDonald's, a brand that's synonymous with the word fast food itself, recently confessed
that the average price of the chain's menu items has increased 40% since 2019.
Can you tell me how much a double quarter pounder with cheese would be with a milkshake and fries? Damn, $16.25.
Recently, YouTuber Chris Luckhart gained attention after he came across an abandoned McDonald's in Alaska, which closed in 1994. However, while the 90s nostalgia might have drawn viewers in, it was the vintage menu board that gave the upload its shock value. $2.45 for a Big Mac. $3.36 for a Happy Meal. $1.95 for an Egg McMuffin. These were the affordable prices that the chain had been founded on. But you don't always have to look decades back to realize how much McDonald's has raised its prices in the U.S. over the past few years. Sometimes, just a trip to another country is enough to make jaws drop. For example, the Korean Twitch streamer, Mayo, was live in China with a group of friends. The group was dumbfounded when they found a McDonald's advertisement with prices that were just at a fraction of those found here in the U.S.
Dude, look at this. Oh my God. This is only $10. You get a bucket of chicken, four drinks, four burgers, fries and pies.
I want that pie.
Three, four, five.
Mom, give me the pie.
That's crazy cheap.
As you'd expect, the video went viral and sparked a debate about surging prices in America. One Reddit user commented, "American here, and I will say there were times I craved McDonald's with the new prices, and the new prices have made me change my mind. There's one good positive for inflation." While another user said, "Just got large fries yesterday in America, and it costs like $4.50. We get ripped off here, to be honest." Surging fast food costs are clearly affecting a large segment of the U.S. population. Early in February, the CEO of McDonald's said that the restaurant giant is continuously seeing lower spending by lower-income customers who earned $45,000 or less annually. And while these food companies and grocers almost reflexively start talking about inflation statistics when faced with consumers' dwindling bank accounts, is it possible that this is just an excuse to boost profits? For instance, PepsiCo recorded revenue growth of about 12 to 13%, even when inflation was at a record high for 40 years. So were the company's price hikes an effort to keep up with inflation like they claimed? Or was this simply a scheme to improve revenue performance? When it came to corporations that did appear to be taking a financial hit in recent years, could they really be trusted? Many Americans have even started accusing institutions of not publishing the correct inflation reports. Take a look at this video by TikTok content creator, iBobbyShell.
So when something becomes too expensive, we remove it from inflation and CPI reporting. The price of coffee is up 27%, so we remove it from the inflation calculation. No wonder inflation is 3 to 4%. Anytime anything that's a part of that number goes up like crazy, we remove it, we kill it, we just get rid of it. This is why you can't trust anyone.
This is what I mean when I say economists, when they report on the economy, they are talking to other capitalists, all right? When you can remove the main driver of inflation, which is corporate greed, from the inflation report itself, and then go on your little media spin and be like, oh, economy's doing great, and see, inflation's going down. No, it's not. You just didn't report the whole truth.
There's a word for this ignored economic factor, greedflation. Greedflation is when companies inflate the prices of their products to maximize their profit margins. And over the past few years, various manufacturers and grocers have been caught engaging in the Scroogian practice. In June 2023, Canada's largest bread supplier, Canada Bread Co., was charged with a $50 million fine after being found guilty of fixing bread prices in the country for over a decade. The company eventually confessed to unjustifiably increasing the price of its bread products over the years, only to keep up with other competitors. As for consumer compensation, back in 2018, Loblaw Companies Limited, another implicated firm, attempted to soothe over the scandal by mailing out $25 gift cards to consumers. In a similar case, Calmaine Foods, the biggest egg producer in the U.S., was charged with the crime of price fixing in November 2023. The years-long lawsuit revealed that they had been artificially reducing supply in the country to increase egg prices. consumers were not compensated, but the lawsuit was supposed to lead to better market regulation and reduced prices. Then there was the March 2024 class action lawsuit where multiple major sugar producers in the U.S. were accused of conspiring with each other to fix, raise, maintain, and stabilize sugar prices, which has been happening as early as January 1st, 2019, according to the Morello's court finding. And since the lawsuit is still in its early stages, there has been no consumer compensation. Apart from food manufacturers, grocers in the U.S. are not innocent of overcharging customers either. In 2019, a Walmart shopper filed a class action lawsuit against the retail giant when he found out he was being charged more than the printed price tags for some of the weighted goods. He also claimed that the actual weight of certain goods was lower than what Walmart had listed on the packaging. TikTok user Melissa Simonson explains how Walmart got away with this.
These photos were used in a recent lawsuit. So if you look closely, you can see this is normally $1.48 per pound, but it was on rollback for 98 cents. It measured in at 15 pounds, 0.38 ounces. But look here, on the receipt, it actually got charged 23 pounds instead of 15 pounds. Here's another example of pork that was weighing in at 1.98 pounds, price per pound 5.17, and total price 10.24. When it was charged up, it was charged for 2.19 pounds at 4.67, so it did the rollback price, and came out to the same total, 10.24.
In simpler terms, Walmart was promoting cheaper prices, but to maintain the price before the price drop, they started charging more for the weight. So, in the end, you would have been paying more for less product. Though Walmart was forced to pay a $45 million settlement to the plaintiffs, when it comes to accepting the wrongdoings, the company still refuses to take any allegations as truthful. But greedflation isn't the only tactic food companies implement in the name of profit.
Major corporations are gaslighting us, trying to make us believe that what we are seeing is not real, that shrinkflation is not a real thing, or what some people call it, a stealth price rise. Shrinkflation is very real.
Yes, shrinkflation has also become one of the biggest contributors when it comes to making already pricey food even more expensive. Shrinkflation is when the manufacturers give you smaller amounts of the product for the same price, and in many cases, even an increased price, without clearly informing the customers about it. Take, for example, 100 grams less of your favorite cereal for 10 cents more, a Valentine's gift with a missing row of chocolate, or substantially less Pringles for the same price. You know, just cuz. With shrinkage, you're not just paying more for your weekly grocery trips, you're paying for less. And everyone from small food vendors to multinational chains have found a way to profit off of this deceptive trend. Just a few days after Wendy's announced their dynamic Uber-like pricing model, one regular customer, who goes by the TikTok username, The Big Red Dog, posted a video talking about how the restaurant chain has drastically reduced the size of one popular product without changing the price.
I noticed that my small iced coffee from Wendy's suddenly child size. And I remember the first time it happened, I asked the kid, who was like a teenager, about it. And he was really like weird about it and just would not admit to me that they changed the size. He was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. That's the small. Well, today, just out of curiosity, I asked the girl, I was like, hey, did they change their sizes a while back on the cups? Like, of coffee? She's like, oh, yeah, we changed that a little while back, and now it's the old, like, kid size. That's a small.
But shrinkflation doesn't stop only at food. It targets everything from your pantry to your bathroom shelf. Toilet rolls, toothpaste, toothbrushes, soap bars, shampoo, and cleaning supplies are all falling victim to this subtle profit-making deception by manufacturers. Which, a UK-based nonprofit working for consumer protection recently conducted research that revealed serious downsizing in some of the most used consumer products. For example, the research noticed that Sensodyne downsized its Total Care Extra Fresh toothpaste from 100 milliliters to 75 milliliters, which is a direct 25% reduction. Similarly, Crest has also been called out by several customers for reducing the quantity of toothpaste.
All right, people, shrinkflation is real. See this thing of toothpaste? 5.1 ounces. Crest. We bought a new tube of toothpaste, exactly the same size, 100%. 3.3. Same size container. Same brand.
The research from Which also found that since 2015, Andrex has been reducing the size of its standard 4-pack toilet roll, which has now decreased from 240 sheets to 221, an 8% reduction. Several other brands have also been caught shrinking the size of the sheets themselves. Another Andrex product that's been impacted by shrinkflation is Classic Clean Washlets, which used to have 40 wipes a pack. Now, that number is down to 36. But where this reduction becomes the most concerning is when it affects personal health products and medical devices. And, unfortunately for consumers, it appears that's already happening. Tampax has recently been making a lot of headlines after a number of users took social media platforms to accuse the company of shrinking their tampon sizes. It all began with a Reddit post by user readprotection5682. Are you effing kidding me, Tampax? This is just within this year. This revelation quickly led to backlash against the company, as the change in tampon sizes made women think that there might be something wrong with their bodies. I felt like the supers were not lasting so long for me, but I thought I was bleeding worse and didn't make the connection. I do use a cup, but it's not comfortable for me for every period, so I rely on Tampax for those times. Enraging, a user commented under the post. That's some I can't believe they are shrinking tampons. I have adenomyosis, and I bleed heavily. The ultras already only last an hour. I hope they realize women will just opt to be on birth control continuously to halt the period, rather than bleeding out, because there isn't enough there to catch it all as before. This infuriates me. The issue caught mainstream attention when Melissa Simonson called the company out.
I'm calling you out, Tampax. These sizes that you normalized so that we all as women know about which ones we use for about which period of time during our periods, these are not accurate anymore because you shrunk them. And women have actually sought doctor's appointments thinking something is wrong with their bodies because you did this and you didn't tell anyone. Shame on you.
However, despite photo evidence, Tampax has denied shrinking the size of their products and has remained adamant that they're adhering to industry absorbency standards. But even if products aren't shrinking, that doesn't mean they've remained the same. Skimpflation. It's the practice of swapping out higher quality ingredients for cheaper ones. And unfortunately for consumers, the changes often fly under the radar. See, while shoppers can measure products for shrinkflation, there's often no giveaways when it comes to quality. And this means the profit-boosting tactic that doesn't just put a strain on consumers' wallets, but potentially their health.
Grocery Manufacturers of America estimated that 10% of the commercially available food in the United States is adulterated.
Popular spices like basil and chili powder from a range of different brands.
Anything that's kind of colored orange, brown, and ground up can be passed off as turmeric.
The FDA says seafood fraud can occur when a less expensive species of fish is substituted for a more expensive species. After all, it's kind of hard to know what fish you're buying, right?
If you're an experienced chef or fishmonger, you can look at like a red snapper fillet and tell whether it's red snapper, but 99% of consumers can't.
On TikTok, former McDonald's corporate chef Mike Harrich revealed the multiple ways McDonald's could be cutting corners to make their quarter pounder hit a quarter pound, both at the expense of quality and size.
If the fatty beef portions are cheaper than the lean portions, then they can actually make a fattier beef patty, still hitting the appropriate weights, but when you cook it, more of that fat is released, and you might have a smaller looking patty.
And while it's not clear if this is one of those fattier beef patties, there have been several photos showing McDonald's beef patties on the leaner side.
Gotta beat me, right? I was like, damn, look at this patty. Y'all, it's so thin. What? McDonald's! You can see through this motherfucker.
Another example of skimpflation is Nestle's drumstick. A dispute sparked on social media after a TikTok clip by user OllieBubs09 went viral, amassing several million views. See, the user had carried out a DIY experiment by leaving an unpackaged drumstick out at room temperature for almost 24 hours. The results? Well, while there was some drip action, a substantial amount of the ice cream remained unmelted. This concerned viewers, who described the drumstick as scary and poison. However, according to creator and dietitian Abby Sharp, this wasn't indicative that the ice cream was toxic, but that it contained emulsifiers.
You can find these additives in like less premium ice cream products because they help manufacturers use less of the really pricey ingredients like the cream and more air while keeping everything fluffy and together.
But while the use of emulsifiers is usually not believed to be health hazardous, a Spanish study in mice found that several emulsifiers that are used in microwave meals, butter, and ice creams can actually lead to some unintentional health complications. The researchers observed pregnant mice and found unintentional weight loss and anxious behaviors in 10-week-old offspring. And this is just one of the many instances of skimpflation, increasing delivery times, restaurants and bars being understaffed, and hotels no longer providing basic amenities are all a part of this phenomenon. So, how can consumers fight back as corporations continue to profit at their expense? It's simple. Call them out. The more attention that's drawn to these issues, the easier it is for shoppers to take action, whether that's by boycotting brands, spending money elsewhere, or demanding increased transparency. After all, when the public rallies together, they're capable of big change. For example, supermarkets in Germany, France, and South Korea have already started using signage to inform customers of any shrinkflation. And even President Biden recently called out companies for shrinkflation and expressed his intentions to crack down on this growing phenomenon. The more we talk about these problems, the more pressure we put on companies to be transparent and fair. So, while change might be slow, through the power of the people, rest assured, it's coming. If you have more topics you'd like us to dive into, leave a comment below and consider subscribing to stay updated. And while you're here, consider checking out our previous video on other grocery-related disasters.